Welcome to episode 3 of the Nice Guys Finish Last podcast. Of course, I'm Joe, self-proclaimed nice guy. And last week I asked, dating apps, are they working or are they a Ponzi scheme or kind of a schemish type thing? And I asked a few people. I went on my social medias, and you can follow me on my social medias. Facebook is Joe Nice. And on Twitter, X, it's at @nice_guy_Joe. And I got a few feedbacks from the Facebook page and a few from people at work. And it was a tie, really. There are some goods and pros on dating apps. There are also some schemes. And I will more than happy to elaborate on all those. So, dating apps in general are a best of both worlds, if you want to put it. And that is that if you are a female, you do not have to pay for most things. You do get limited amounts of likes and sends messages and a few other odd and things. For a guy, you have to pay. You get one like and no messages. So, again, best of both worlds, but that's where I get the scheme from. So, if you are a woman and you find a guy interesting, you can send him, I believe it's up to 5 messages. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it's up to 5 messages. And then you have to pay. For the guy, if you send a guy a message, you have to pay. If you want to respond to that person that likes you, you have to pay. And this is where I find the scheme aspect of it. Because for a guy, particularly the nice guys who really don't have a whole lot of female interaction, they are more likely going to pay. Now, it's another crapshoot because that person that's on the other line, other side of that screen may or may not be one human, two female. Let's be realistic. We live in a day and age and in a world where people will hide behind a screen to try to swindle you out of money or try to take advantage of you because you are in that single boat. Now, how does it help? I have talked to a few people that it actually has helped. It's brought them together. They're married. They are doing great. I've also talked to people where they aren't married. They aren't great because they're no longer together. And that's one of the things that I find funny on that, too. It's, if you look at some of the female profiles on there, they will literally say, trying this again. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that they've stopped because they were with somebody, or they were tired and fed up and were no longer actively pursuing on it? That is another thing that somebody said. You have to be active. You have to be constantly scrolling and constantly searching. The problem is, and this is number 2 on the scheme aspect of it, if you pay the low amount, the lowest amount on there, and I think for Tinder it's $40 a month, you are put just above the free tier. So basically put, if there's 1 million men and let's say 40% are free tier and 10% are the tier above that, which is the $40 a month tier, you are now 50, you are above above, you are the 50th percentile. You are the top 50 percentile, meaning 500,000 other people, men, are above you. Let that sink in for a minute, because your odds have, yes, they have increased dramatically from being a free tier, but they are still significantly lower than that of paying on the top tiers. And they get you by saying, hey, you're going to be, you know, notified, your profile's going to be up, more visible. Yes, from the free tier, you always have to read that fine print. But why did I state that, and why did I make that prominent? Well, that is a scheme. If you are paying and you are basing the comment off of one thing, and they say, yes, we are making it more visible to those that aren't paying, well, sorry, I'm spending $40 plus tax to basically have a chance with a person. Hopefully they are of, you know, female gender and not a bot or somebody trying to, you know, swindle me. But with that being said, again, I have talked to people, they work. You do have to put some work into it. A lot of it is, a lot of it is about money. And I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Women will love to find a man that is paying for a dating app. And it's my opinion, but you have to realize, if they have the discernible income to pay 40, 50, 60, 80, whatever the amount is, then they know you have money to, you know, do things with them and for them. Not saying, you know, pay the bills or anything like that. I am saying that you could take them on dates and it's not going to hurt you, because, well, guess what? You have the free $40 a month. Boom. So, again, understandable, but let's be realistic. Most of those women aren't, you know, they're there for more than one thing. And that, again, is my opinion. I am just stating that. Sorry. But when we talk about dating sites, we also have to say the biggest factor is, one, do dating sites work for certain individuals? Well, for nice guys, I'm going to say no. We are very, very easily manipulated. We are. If a person comes to us and thinks, ooh, we are easily manipulated, which also heightens our guard of, you know, everything. We will literally think everybody is a bot online. You are either a man or a robot trying to scam us out of money. That is what we will think, because we have been burned so many times. And we're looking at a computer screen or a phone screen, and we can't tell one or the other. It's that hard. So when it comes to dating sites and a nice guy, yeah, we pretty much stay away from them. I am currently on, you know, 3+ Facebook Marketplace, or Facebook Dating, not Marketplace, and I basically met no one. I take that back. I have met a few people. people when I was on Tinder, and yeah, that didn't go very well. Now, whom does the dating apps benefit? And that was a good question I thought to myself when I was doing this, and it was either single women, single men, or players. And single men and players are two very different things. A single man is a person that is ready to be in a relationship. A player is a person that wants to play the field and find multiple women and potentially do erotic things with. And that's each their own. But I feel in my heart of hearts, and again, this is my opinion, I could be wrong. I don't think I am. I could be wrong. I feel that dating apps are geared more for the players. One, they have the discernible income to, get the high tier or mid tier ability or cost is what I was thinking. They also have the ability to look good and to have the charisma to sell themselves. And this is one of the other bad aspects, I would say, of a dating app, is when a nice guy talks to somebody, they are 100% brutally honest when it comes to themselves. They will not lie. They will not fabricate, and they will not overindulge their own opinion of themselves. They can't. It's not in their nature. So when you put your photo up there, when you're doing all that to try to sell yourself to a potential date or relationship, the problem with a nice guy is he's going to be 100% honest. He's going to tell what he likes. He's going to say what he does. And those things hurt more than they help. And the reason they hurt is because a woman, more likely than not, wants a little bit of a bad boy in their, life. Excuse me. Now, when you do the pictures and all that, and this is why I put this in this time frame, and it's simple. Last week we talked about, does size matter? Well, no, it doesn't. Still going to go with that, it doesn't. However, the physical size of features that a man has will draw women closer to him. And that's what you first look at. Women will always look at that picture first. If they don't have a picture, it's an automatic swipe right or an automatic X. If certain things on that picture are prevalent, it's an automatic swipe left or an X. However, if you catch their attention with the physical features of that picture, now they're going to go and read your profile. And again, if it's a nice guy who has very little charisma, I will tell you that right now. I have no game. I have no charisma. You can ask anybody and everybody that know me personally. They're going to say I am correct. I do not. But you're reading somebody else's thoughts on themselves. So if they have any, moral or ethics, they're going to be truthful. If they want to date somebody, they're going to lie. I'm just stating that for a fact. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. I am really sure on that. Obviously, they're going to state where they're from, their age, which is another lie. We've heard all the horror stories. Age could be a lie. That picture could be a lie. They actually have made a show about this, and it's called Catfish. The picture's a lie. Everything's a lie. And there's where the scheme comes in, because now people are paying them money because, hey, guess what? I need $20 because I'm hungry, or I need X because I'm this, or I really want to see you, but I need $50 for gas. You get the point. But the reason, again, I brought this into this is because next week happens to be Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day is a horrible, 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 if you don't realize what I'm saying, it is a horrible holiday. And yes, I remember, I knew I was saying holiday, and I meant to put that many horribles in it. And it's not because I'm a single male. Yeah, I am a cynic. I am a single male, and I still think Valentine's Day is horrible. So, my burning question for this week is this. Is Valentine's Day a holiday that should be, one, observed? There we go. Observed. Or is it a holiday that needs to go away? And, yes, there are more options than that, but that's what I'm giving you. Is it horrible, and it shouldn't be observed, or is it a holiday that should be observed for certain people? There we go. We'll go with that. How about that? So, however, with that being said, my final take on the dating app is this. Use it at your best discretion. Me personally will never pay another dime on a dating app ever again. In fact, if any dating apps want to ever work with me on this podcast and sponsor this, they would have to change a lot of stuff. I will never work with a dating app as a sponsor for this podcast. With that being said, it does work. You do have to put the time, you have to put the energy, and obviously you have to put the money into it. Because, again, women are going to look at a man that does put money into it and say, okay, he has the income to be able to pay for this. I am open to thinking about it. Again, I, as a nice guy, will never do it because I'm too honest. And that is another key thing. Plus, I am not a photogenic person. Hell, look at me. I don't even have a camera for this podcast. And a lot of people have told me I need to put this podcast on YouTube and I need to, show my face and all that. No, I am not a photogenic person. And anybody that will hear this and go and say, but you are, we will, argue the point, because I am not. So, again, the burning question for next week is Valentine's Day. Is it a horrible holiday, or is it something that should be observed? And with that, I'm Joe, self-proclaimed nice guy, and we will see you next week. Bye.